What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
And before we get into this week's episode, just a couple quick announcements. So we are so close to reaching our 500-person Patreon goal.
Yes!
4/5 of the way. And when we hit 500 patrons, we're going to do a live stream Q&A exclusively for our patrons, where it's going to be your guys' turn to lead the discussion. So yeah. You guys get to figure out like what you guys want to talk about with us.
Nothing is off limits.
Yeah. It's going to be so fun. Also, we're making some changes to our Patreon. First off, starting next month, one-on-one rewards will be open to both $25 and $40 patrons. So whoop whoop.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What's up, $25 patrons?
And if you don't know what those rewards are, that's the face in space with Kelsey, mm-hmm. where she will feng shui the room of your choice and give you like grooming and beauty tips mm-hmm. via email or whatever.
Email, yeah.
Even if you're not going to come to your house. and then you'd get free creative consultations with me. And then Taylor does awesome like custom journals and stuff. So that's going to be the $25 and $40 tier. And each tier will get the opportunity to get that reward. So
awesome.
Yeah.
We're also starting a new segment on our Patreon, which I'm very excited about. A new segment called Deep Shit.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot on here about how there's certain things that like we feel comfortable discussing on Patreon, but we don't feel comfortable discussing on the main show. Yeah. So we've just decided we're going to have a segment every time now.
Yeah.
That's just about
like the first
secrets.
Yeah. The first like 10 minutes of every Patreon episode will be stuff that we will never be able to say probably. Yeah.
It'll be more. It'll probably end up being like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Probably. Be honest.
No, there's shit that I've said on Patreon that I would never, ever say on the main podcast, the public podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't know if family's listening.
I think I'd get in trouble.
Yeah, honestly.
Get in trouble with the law.
So yeah, if you haven't joined our Patreon, it's so much fun. It's an entirely different show than our main one. You can sign up at patreon.com/selfhelpless. It's only $5 a month for 2 bonus episodes. We answer your guys's emails, and it's just so fun. So
We love it. Yeah, and if you want more, there's 2 other tiers. So
there's
lots of options.
Lots. Yep. You guys want to hear a quotable?
Yeah,
sure do, Kelsey.
Oh, thanks, Delaney. Wow, I love when we really news anchor it. Brings joy to my heart. So this is from Helpster Holly. It says, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom.
Mm.
And that is from Viktor Frankl, psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor.
Oh, love man. It. Yeah.
Lord.
That's such a good one.
Yeah.
Damn, that hurts. I feel like I overreact to things constantly because that space in between stimulus and response is it gets kind of dicey.
For me. So,
yeah, it's wow. Just choppy waters in that space.
I agree.
It's so funny. My therapist made me like a little flow chart. that she like printed out.
That's cute.
I know, isn't that cute? And I overreacted to something last week and then like found the flow chart that was like, what's happening? And it's like, what's happening right now? Is my reaction, you know, reasonable?
Yeah.
What can I do? Like all these, and I went through the flow chart and I was like, oh, okay. Like, I could not have found it at a more perfect time.
Yeah.
That's great. Dude, I think I tend to underreact to stuff to where people might be like, okay, she's a robot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten in trouble for, or like, people have been upset that I'm not more emotional about something.
Because
I just go into like problem solver mode. Like, if somebody's like, hey, this just happened, like, what can I do? Let me go do this, this, and this. Instead of like, can you just sit here and be there for me?
Right.
I'm just like, okay, I'm on it. You know, let me get my list out, you know?
Yeah. Let's make a 5-year plan.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's interesting. But yeah, I feel like the power is all in how you respond to something.
Yeah. Absolutely. See, I'll comfort you all day, but I can't do shit to fix anything.
Yeah.
But I rub your back, babe.
I definitely call either one of you depending on what I'm looking for. Yeah. I stroke my beard. I'm like, I want from this situation.
Yeah.
Do I need somebody to kick my ass and make me do something? Do I just want somebody to be like, that's okay?
Do I want a Google Doc or do I want someone to get angry at everyone who's ever looked at me wrong?
Exactly. Oh, dude, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So true.
It's very real, though. I feel like a distinct split between you two.
Yeah.
I think I probably fall maybe somewhere in the middle of that.
I think so.
I think you're probably a pretty good mix of it.
Yeah. No, I am fire and ice. I will go ham on your tormentors.
Like a family member just told me something like really upsetting and I'm like, okay, and what would you like, what should we do? Like, you know,
and
how can I help, or you know, but I forget, like, oh, I'm so sorry, are you okay? Like, it's not on purpose, but
right,
it's
like,
I assume people are coming to me because they want help or advice or something instead of like, they just want me to be their friend.
Right, we have to learn through those times that's what you're going to give us. And we're like, okay, no, I don't get that from Delaney.
Okay, Delaney, she's going to send me 10 things I can do. Tips and tricks. Good Lord. I'm working on it in therapy.
But, I mean, both things are needed.
Yeah.
I think,
exactly.
Nice.
Thank you, Kelsey. It made me feel better.
You're welcome.
Do we have segments?
We do.
Sure. We got some segments. I guess, is this a good shit? I was filming a TV show this week. Which is very exciting. I think the last time we recorded was like
when you just found out.
I had found out that I probably got it,
yes,
but we didn't know for sure yet. Yeah. So I still didn't know.
Taylor is being modest right now. It's a big deal.
It's very cool. I'm super stoked to be a part. I'm like, it's still one of those things where, like, until it's on TV, I don't know if it's happening. It doesn't matter. Like, one of the producers sent me, like, an email today. I was like, hey, we're really happy to have you on board. I just want to say, like, great job. And I'm still just like, they're going to fire me.
Geez.
So, I'm reluctant to say any details on it. But I will open wide up on the Patreon because, you know, if you guys, I'll tell you guys whatever you want. the three of us don't get to hang out that much. So this is, like, where we catch up. So I want to tell you guys all about it.
Okay, good.
But I will say for the main podcast, it was a really good experience. It's
good.
Just, you know, as far as like being in other people's projects, because like everybody's dream is just to make their own thing.
Yeah.
But as far as like being in somebody else's project, it's kind of like the best scenario.
Oh, cool.
It's awesome. So that was my week and
yes,
ongoing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you, Kels?
Kelsey.
Well, last episode I said I was going to Vegas for my bachelorette party, and I have done that now.
I done did Vegas.
And God, I love Vegas. I really just do. It's like a different ecosystem. It's not a normal vacation. It's like going to another planet, and it was so fun to just like have nothing to do except sit at the pool and be drunk. Like, that was the only part of my to-do list, was like, be with my, so fun to be with like my best friends from home and just have that time together. And I mean, I honestly don't drink unless it's some sort of like social event or vacation.
Yeah.
And man, I gotta tell you guys, I had like a drink in my hand every day from about like 2 p.m. till about 5 a.m. And I was just so happy. I had a great time. We went dancing every night. We went to Magic Mike, which was incredible. I posted a picture, and I know that a lot of you guys that listen to the podcast were commenting like, where's the video?
Yes!
I want to know. So again, I will give more details on the Patreon. That's what we've been talking about today. That like we will put things on there that we, you know, can make a little bit more secret. But
yeah.
So it was, oh my God, it was just so much fun. I had a great time. So
good.
Yeah. Successful bachelorette party.
Yay.
Yeah.
Mine is not so fun. I got a few moles removed recently.
Oh.
But they all came back normal, which I don't think has happened for me in several years. Oh. Usually at least one, I have to go back in and get more, you know, stuff dug out and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's good, everybody. Yeah. That's good. I don't know. That's my treat myself.
That's good.
I've been really boring lately, but quite enjoying it. I've just been hanging out with Maverick and Cam, and we do like puppy play dates now with other people in our neighborhood.
Aww.
And oh man, I just love being in my home.
Yeah.
Sitting on my couch.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
That's about it. And then, I did want to mention this because I've been getting a lot of like questions about what exactly my creative consulting is. So I just want to let you guys know, I feel like it's a mix of consulting and coaching. It's like 30% like mindset coaching, because you got to like work through the fear and self-doubt, and I can help you do that. But it's more so like 70% like practical tips and advice and homework, kind of like we were just talking about. Like, I'm going to give you a to-do list, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be like, yo, here's the program that's going to help you with your business. Here's the homework, all that. So I just wanted to clear that up, like, so you know what you would be getting if you reach out to me and get some information.
This is a perfect example, actually. The fact that, like, don't tell Delaney you want anything to happen if you do not want that thing to happen. Because she will fucking make it happen.
For sure.
Down to like, oh, I think it would be cool if I got proposed to in this way. But who knows? And she's like, let me call Kyle.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Delaney's an action man. All right.
She is. Yeah. That's a very like, I think that's like a very like masculine part of you, because it's like, that's what like, you know, it's like men are from Mars, women are from Venus shit, where it's like women just want somebody to listen and men are like, I'll fucking fix it. What do I need to do? And like that's their energy of like, okay, well, here we go. Bust out my toolbox.
I get fucking so amped. Like during my consultations with our helpster so far, which you guys have all been amazing, like I get so invested in their project. Like when I hang up like off of Skype or whatever, I have to like calm myself down, because I'm like, I want to fly to Ohio and help them open their business. I want to be painting signs with them. And like, I have to be like, okay, I need to just calm down. And I think I even probably send too much information sometimes in my follow-up email. So I'm trying to like reel it in. But when somebody tells me what they're doing, I just have a million ideas. And so I'm working on giving you more baby steps versus like barfing all over your project.
Can I make a pitch to you right now?
Yes.
This is your show. Like, this is your TV show. It's just you like getting way too invested in people's dreams, starting off as their consultant, and then you're just in it. You're just there with them.
They're maid of honor in their wedding.
Yeah. We'll call it CC:Delaney. Like, you're CC'd on an email, but it stands for creative consultant.
That's actually really funny. Maybe that'll be my business name.
Yeah.
CC. Anyway.
CC.
So I love you guys. You guys are the best, and I've been having so much fun. So hit me up, DelaneyFisher@gmail.com.
I would watch you go serious people.
Dude, I fucking love it. I feel high when I'm doing these sessions.
Wow.
I get excited. Yeah.
That is wild. I don't
get
have
excited.
Anything like that. I mean, like doing... Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, obviously,
I've seen
so
you play
passionate.
Foosball, bitch.
That's true. But I don't have that thing for, like, other people.
I
feel like all of the things that make me feel high are, like, for me. It's, like, selfish, you know, like, stand-up and foosball and stuff like that. But you get so amped about helping other people.
Yeah.
And like,
I like it. I mean, I'm sure there's some selfish parts of it too.
Yeah.
But like when somebody's like, I have this idea and I have no idea how, I'm like, oh, I know how. Here's the things.
Yeah.
This is what we gotta do. This is the game plan. Anyway.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm a weirdo, but you guys know what you're getting with me, so that's good.
Yeah. I guess when I do people's makeup, I feel that way.
Yeah.
Yes. I get okay, there it is.
There you go. You
have... I get super hyped up, and mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, let me just do this, and it will make me feel so good to make
Taylor,
you feel good.
Yeah, do you get like hyped up about?
Yeah, when my friends are mad at people, I get real high on being mad with them.
High on vengeance. Like,
what did they say to you?
You do. That's funny.
I do. Yeah. I love some righteous anger.
Oh yeah.
That's what I
we
get.
We all have
on.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I do like planning stuff like you know, for like my I get like that with my sisters a lot, mm-hmm. where like if I can like you know, take my sisters out or like do something for them, like that makes me feel really good.
Nice.
So I feel like that's probably
that counts.
Now, of course, right. let's get into it.
The meat.
Okay.
Today's topic is actually a Patreon winner. So our patrons get to vote on our episode topics. And this is all about building a community and finding your tribe and, you know, being surrounded by creative people.
Mm-hmm.
So shall we kick it off?
Let's kick it off.
Do it.
So what characterizes creative types? Let's talk about it. Because maybe you're sitting there going, I'm not creative. I don't know what that means. I can't draw. Neither can any of us, all right? And we're about as creative as they get.
Well, I'm sorry.
We
have you heard both of
Can you draw?
By Delaney?
Yeah. Oh, you can draw. That's
can
true.
Draw.
Can you draw?
Yeah, you
can draw?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Have you seen that framed art upstairs? It's like mine and Kane's. We both draw.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh,
basically, we're offended, Taylor. Speak for yourself.
Yeah. I you should be offended.
We're not.
You should be offended because you can totally.
I'm a professional artist right
now.
I don't know if you know.
Painting and drawing, I just thought those were different, but they're not. I genuinely did not know that you can draw.
You're not in our tribe anymore.
I mean, that's crazy. I cannot draw.
Boot it up.
You draw?
Island.
Yeah.
I want to see a picture. You're so hot, though.
What the fuck, Taylor?
No. Drawing is different than painting. No. I'm here. This is what I'm saying. Drawing is different than painting. I have never seen you draw either. I've seen you paint.
I know, but I have to paint before I draw. I mean, I have to draw before I paint.
What do you mean you have to draw before
I
paint?
I sketch it out first.
You do?
Yeah.
You don't just paint it on the mug?
I have to sketch it first. I can't just freaking freehand that shit.
I'm just thinking of you painting on the canvases and stuff. Because your art's all over your apartment.
It's okay. Just stay in the hole and let's go.
I'm sorry. I just... This is okay. I just feel like if you're really good at drawing, I feel like if you're really good at drawing, you were like weird as a kid.
Well, that's true.
You were weird, right?
I was kind of a weird kid.
You were in band.
We all weird
I was
kids.
In band.
See, you
for
were
sure.
in band.
Oh, so was I. Yeah. I was in gold band. I was the
you
conductor
were?
Of our gold band for the big like lilac parade. That's how gold band I was. I was like
age
head
was
of
that?
Gold band, eighth grade.
Eighth
I was
grade,
head
you were
of
gold the conductor
band.
Of gold
yeah,
band.
Bitch. Watch this. Wait, what is it? No, dude.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. If you're on YouTube right now, it's it. Yeah, I still remember how to do this shit.
Oh, man.
Or
this is
not on YouTube.
Definitely going to be a must watch on YouTube episode.
I don't know where I came up with the idea that, like, you had to be weird as a kid to draw, but I just feel like that's something you do if you're, like, inside.
That is so weird.
Like the
that
only
thing that,
like, of all the people here that should draw, I feel like it should be me, and I can't.
Maybe you don't know if you can draw because you haven't really tried.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, look at Delaney already starting.
Let me
here
give
we
you
go.
This Google Doc I have waiting for
Here's
you.
Here's the pie chart. Oh God. Get her
oh
started.
My God. We are. Can you tell we're a little out of it
I'm
today,
sorry,
people?
I'm so tired.
Oh,
I genuinely. This feels like a Patreon Oof. Episode.
Oh,
that's
it sure
how
does.
Unfiltered I am right now.
All right.
Like, if you're.
What is happening?
Should I take over this?
Yeah, you
okay,
take over.
Over.
What's next?
Taylor's
it's been
a
long week. Taylor needs a timeout. Taylor's going to go wait in the car.
So. Okay. Characteristics of creative types. Are you guys ready? Hope you're taking notes on this episode.
I'm ready.
First, of all, I think everybody's creative.
100%.
I think everybody's, I think people, people say that they're not creative, but you use creativity. And even if you just do math for a living, like Cam, there's got to be some creativity in that Excel sheet.
Cam's really funny.
He is pretty funny.
He's really funny. It's infuriating. Actually.
Yeah, he is very funny. When he gets going, he can get real going.
Yeah. You know?
Okay. Characteristics of creative types. Oh, combine playfulness and discipline. Yeah. Alternate between imagination and a rooted sense of reality. For both extroverted and introverted. Either preferring to be in the thick of crowds or sitting on the sidelines and observing.
Oh, like creative people are both at once? Or they can be either one?
It sounds like they're a little bit of both.
I feel like they're saying it's either. Both.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what the first draw, like combine playfulness and discipline, alternate between imagination and a rooted sense of reality. Because I'm resonating with all these so far where I feel like I have both.
Same. And I think like if you're going to make your creativity kind of come to fruition, you need the discipline along with the great ideas.
Totally.
Escape rigid gender role stereotyping, tests of masculinity / femininity given to young people over and over. One finds that creative girls are more dominant and tough than other girls, and creative boys are more sensitive and less aggressive.
Creative girls are more dominant and tough than other girls.
What is it saying?
I think that's true.
You're escaping rigid gender role? Yeah, interesting. I guess I thought that was the stereotype, and that they're saying the research does find that.
I don't know.
Rebellious and conservative. It is impossible to be creative and rebel against norms without having first internalized an area of culture. Ooh, that is good. You have to disturb from within, people. Openness and sensitivity causes creative suffering. Suffering and pain, but also joy.
I agree. Talking about that deep shit.
Absolutely.
Okay, so why is collaborating a good idea? So feeling a sense of community is empowering. It causes greater confidence. Number two, working with others means you can pool together knowledge and resources. I 100% agree with that, especially with this podcast. Productive collaboration can help give a project structure, definitely. Number four, talking about your project with others can bring new ideas or perspectives that could inspire the project further. And five, if you work with others, you can do more and you can do it better.
I 100% agree
on all those.
We've
talked about it before on here, but working with you guys was definitely the first time I'd really creatively collaborated with anybody, and man, so powerful to see the benefits of that versus just like solo missioning it your whole life. And obviously like as stand-ups we still tend to do that, but even, you know, us talking about doing like a self-helpless tour, I'm like, oh, that's so exciting, the sound of like going out together as opposed to just like kind of going it alone. I know as somebody who had a podcast by myself before coming with you guys, I mean, it's just like light years of difference and how much better it goes when you have when you're collaborating with other people.
It's so good. You have support. Everybody has different skill set that they bring to the table.
Absolutely.
And like what I love about working with you guys is that we always do what's best for the show. Like there's no ego involved. It's like if somebody comes up with an idea and it's like what we think is the best for the show, it's not there's no weirdness about like, well, my idea was this, you know what I mean? I love that. So it's really important to find people that will put the project before their own ego.
Absolutely. You know? And the idea of giving project structure, like I love that you have people that hold you accountable. Yeah. So easy when you're kind of going it on your own to just be like, I mean, I'll get to that then, I'll do that. But with the three of us, it just takes one of us to be like, hey, remember when we were talking about that? And we're like, oh, yeah, let's do that. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think any of us want to disappoint the other two or look like we're not as motivated. We always want to be like, yeah, we're totally in it, 110%.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So.
Yeah. It just keeps you accountable.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is great. So where can you find your creative collaborators? I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. For us, I mean, obviously we just all met through stand-up, work. So start where you are. I mean, if you are like in the field that you want to excel in already, then look around, because the people who are right there in the trenches with you are often the best people to at least get started with. You know, if you're not, though, if you're like trying to get into a community that's outside maybe what you do for a living, there's all kinds of things you do. There's so many online communities like Facebook groups, meetup.com. there are all these apps too that like for all kinds of stuff. I mean, I haven't looked through them, because but I'm sure there's like
there's one to find friends. There's like, I don't know what it's called, Friendster, Groupster, something like that.
I think there are ones where you can like see movies with people. Like there, I bet there's something for everything you could want to do.
Yeah, well, and if you haven't joined the Self-Helpless Facebook group, I mean, that's such a good place to start for our listeners. I cannot tell you how many people like have met up and come to our comedy shows together, and then like started on projects together. I mean, it's a great group. So
cool.
Definitely check that out.
Such nice, supportive people who really take time to like, you know, respond to you when you have a question, when you need help with something. They're so, invested. Generous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creative institutions in your area may host classes or other engagement opportunities. So always be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
You can volunteer at local community art spaces. Seek out a magnet place where you're apt to find those who share your interests and ideas. And then the quote we have is, when you speak of what you want and even one person hears, it may begin a generative loop.
Absolutely.
That's so true. I mean, you just have to go where other people who want to do what you want to do are going.
Exactly. It's all about like, where do those people, you start thinking like those people, where do they hang out? How do they spend their time?
Yeah.
Where can you find them? And then when it comes down to how do you talk to them? So like, or like, how do you let people know you want to collaborate? You have to put yourself out there. You have to take a risk. If you think something is a good idea, try it and share it. Be yourself. Authenticity is truly the only way to connect on a significant level with people. Vulnerability is the king of connection. Ask for help. Send an email. DM an artist. Just start doing stuff.
Yeah. Creative people, even if they're further along than where you are at the moment, typically want to help other creative people, especially if you're good, if you're like talented. Reaching out to someone who's further along than you are, if they like see something in you or see that you're talented. I mean, if I see like a younger stand-up that's really good, there aren't that many younger than me, but when I do see someone that's younger than me and like really, really good, it's like, it's really exciting, and it makes me feel like inspired and more creative to just be like, oh my God, like you're doing something totally different and you're even newer at it. And like, that's amazing. And you just want to like talk shop and help each other.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Find a mentor or be a mentor. Putting yourself out there online is the same way as like putting yourself out there by leaving your home and going to an event.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but I think a combination of both is very beneficial.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, just for the record, you may not automatically click with everybody you try to collaborate with right off the top. I mean, the three of us, we've said this before, when we started working together, all of us had tried working with other people, I think, right?
Right,
like,
yeah.
Had tried working with other people to varying degrees of success, or, like, met up with people with the intention of, like, doing some of the things that the three of us have done together, and it just never really panned out because there were different personalities involved or something. So, I mean, just be prepared for that. Don't let that discourage you. It is a process.
It's like dating. It's like dating. You have to find, I mean, you have to be on the same page. You have to have complementary skills, personalities. You both have to, like, the project has to be a priority for both of you and not just, you know, one person. So there's a lot of things that have to kind of match up. That's why when you find a collaboration that works so well, it's such a gift. Because I know I've done a lot of collaborations and a lot of them have been great, but this was something so different. Like when I started working with you guys, it's like, oh my gosh, we all are so like-minded in so many ways. And I feel like that's really unique.
Yeah, don't get discouraged.
Yeah.
Like, if you just found out about us, like, through the podcast for the first time, you probably didn't see like our other collaborations with other people that didn't work. You're only seeing, well, they all seem to get along so well and work so well together, but like truly it does take a long time and some trial and error. So if it doesn't feel right, don't force it. I know that we wanted to talk to you about like getting to know your possible collaborators. We were already just talking about a little bit, but like, don't jump headfirst if you can help it. Try to sniff out for a while before you make commitments, because I've seen it happen with other people in like their podcasts where they've had to go through maybe like three different podcasts before they're like settle on one. And you know, it's fine. That's, again, like make mistakes, put yourself out there, but just know that sometimes it doesn't happen right away.
Yeah. Thank God we jumped in really quick.
I know. We did. But, you know, we had kind of like a trial period when we were working on something different.
That's
like,
true.
We
That's
were working true. On something different. We're like, oh, shit, this is going really well. Let's start another project together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it's important to have kind of like a trial run with somebody. Like, if you want to start a podcast, like, get with somebody like, hey, let's record, you know, the first handful of episodes and see how it goes and see if we're a fit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to put so much pressure on it. Like, this
That's
is it
so
forever. It's like, hey, let's do a test run. No pressure. Let's just see how it works out.
It's a great
and,
idea.
You know, so it's I would only do that now going forward if I was going to work with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, let's see how it goes. See if we're complimentary and then we'll talk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So do we say some of the questions to ask?
Definitely.
A possible collaborator.
Yeah.
How do they organize their work? How do they manage deadlines? That's a big one.
Yeah.
All of us, I feel like, are very punctual.
Yes.
Yeah. What tools do they use? What have their collaboration experiences been like in the past? How much time do they have to commit?
Ooh,
that's a huge one.
Huge one.
And does the work that they're already producing feel like a match for the project? Yeah, I mean, the best way to see if people are a good fit with you is see what they're already putting out there without you. Because, I mean, we all liked each other because we liked each other's comedy.
Yeah.
And if we hadn't thought the other ones were funny, it never would have worked.
Right.
So that's like square one right there.
Right. Yeah. I would also add, like, what are their reasons for starting this project?
Totally.
Because if it's passion-based, great. Like, that's kind of got to be the foundation. If it's like financial reasons or whatever, like, that usually doesn't last very long.
Oh, gosh.
That's so true.
You have to love it. You have to love what you're doing.
Yeah.
Or
so
it can get sour.
Make sure you have the same level of passion. And also because sometimes that leads to like one person doing more work than the other. Again, I've seen that in other people's situations. And like people feel resentful and people feel like, what the fuck? I thought we were both in this. And it turns out they just like didn't get to know that other person for long enough. And so we, you know, the three of us thankfully have always been like equally passionate about this and just like wanting it to do well. But yeah, I would definitely figure that out as a big thing for sure.
Yeah.
What should you look for in a collaborator? Mutual admiration. Check.
Yeah.
complementary realms of expertise. We've talked about this. We're like, you know, Kelsey knew how to edit shit. Like, you know, I'm a weirdo when it comes to organizational stuff. Like, we all like brought stuff to the table that the other just, you know, maybe didn't have or didn't like as much or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Collaborative working style. What sort of communication process will you need to give both parties autonomy? What sorts of timelines and deadlines? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, communication. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. I'm pulling more from, like, seeing other people's situations not work. And,
right.
like, again,
yeah.
communication. Holy shit. If you guys could see how, like, sometimes if I don't look at my phone for, like, 30 minutes, I will turn back and have like literally 52 text messages from Taylor and Delaney on our text thread.
Yeah.
But that's like, we communicate so effectively every day, and there's like always stuff that needs to be talked about. And I've seen other people like really need information from others and just be working with somebody who cannot be bothered to like text back for 5 days.
Yeah.
And it's like, that shit just won't work.
Yeah.
So yeah, you gotta know communication style.
Exactly. Ability to respect boundaries, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody in this group is like, I'm too exhausted to record today, we all say, okay, let's find another time. Nobody pushes, you know, nobody pushes anybody to like show up when they don't feel good or whatever.
Right.
And I think that's really, really important. Nobody gets mad about it.
No, never any guilt trips. It's
no guilt trips.
We all try to be each other's sponsors anyway with like overworking. Yeah. So if one person's like, I just don't think I'm gonna do it, we're like, okay, fine, that's totally good. Like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Take a nap.
Exactly. Comfortability with tough conversations.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Absolutely. What do they do when something goes wrong? How do they respond to conflict? Who will be responsible if there are any financial ramifications? All that good stuff is good to know.
Yeah.
I can say, God, we've been working together for almost 2 years on this podcast, and nothing shitty has gone down. No. You know? There's been nothing.
Because I feel like we all have each other's back.
Yeah. And we all, again, we all love the project, and we all want to do what's best for the project.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we all love each other. So... Yeah. Oh,
this is just making me realize how lucky we are.
Oh my God. So what can you do to be a good collaborator? Let's put it back on that. So number one, define your values, because your values are what drives people to want to join you. So make sure you clearly define, communicate, and stand by your values. You gotta let people know what you're about, okay?
Yeah.
Can't let them be wondering and be going rogue on you, okay?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
not what you stand for.
Yes.
Speak the same language. Make sure you are knowledgeable about your area of interest. What are the key terms or phrases related to your ideal creative community? It just sounds like know your shit, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
And stay organized. Know the goals of your collaboration. Stay on track and communicate them with your community. And celebrate your collaboration. Make sure your collaborator knows you appreciate their work. Appreciation goes a long way in collaborative relationships.
Absolutely.
Like Kelsey was talking about, the resentment that occurs in those situations where one person can't be bothered or one person is doing more work. I feel like lack of appreciation just goes hand in hand with that.
Yeah.
That's another thing I think we're all really good about appreciating each other.
Oh, definitely. My God, yeah.
And this, actually reading this, it's making me want us after this to like sit down soon and be like, what are our goals for the podcast in the next year?
Yeah.
Because we haven't done that in a little bit.
Yeah.
And I know we did like a New Year's resolution episode, but I think it'd be good for us to sit down and be like, okay, what are the concrete things we're hoping to achieve by like the end of this year and like next year and stuff like that. So
absolutely.
Yeah, man. I'm all fucking, I got such a boner for collaboration right now, man.
Dude, it's great. And I feel like you gotta just do something. It's not gonna come to you. The perfect group of people is not just gonna fall in your lap. I mean, the things that I've done to try to create my own network, I used to produce like a live comedy show, because I'm like, I really want to meet other comedians and also get better on stage and like, all, you know, and it's like,
totally. That
wasn't always the most fun thing to do, and it was a lot of work, but like, I met so many people. Taylor back in the day would do my show when I was doing it, but like, you know, create an event, create a writer's group. I was part of a weekly writer's group for a while. I hosted an open mic inside my apartment, you know, like there's all kinds of stuff. Like, just think out of the box and what's gonna be fun. It doesn't have to be something that's serious where you gotta, you know, get in a pantsuit and you know, be in a boardroom. What's a fun thing? Like, hey, I'm gonna invite people that are interested in what I like, and we're gonna have a weekly brunch, and we're gonna talk about each other's projects or whatever.
Yeah. Make friends first, and then collaborate later.
Yeah,
I've been trying to do that, like with being in town more. I've been trying to be better about like getting lunch with people and like getting to know some people that I'm actually interested in getting to know and like finding out about what they do.
Yeah.
And it's been great, because even if there's like no project to work on together necessarily, it inspires you to maybe think about what you could do based on what they're making happen for themselves.
Definitely. Exactly. So, it's always nice to, like, if you know of somebody who's doing what you think you want to do career wise or whatever, ask them out like for coffee, or ask if you can send them a list of questions or something, because you might find out you don't actually like their day to day, and it might redirect you somewhere else.
Definitely. Like,
so yeah, just it's you gotta just do something.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. We have a voicemail.
Cool.
Perfect.
So
cool.
Let's get to this.
Yeah, and also I hope you guys are enjoying our new intro song. I know I'm really loving it. It's
I
so
just
fun.
Saw her.
Yeah,
out and about, and I was like, I have to tell you, I love the theme song you did for us so much.
It's fun. Yeah.
It's so fun. I love it.
We just posted a picture of her on Self-Helpless Instagram.
Yeah.
So if you're not following the podcast on Instagram, you should do that.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
Yeah. All right. Headphones.
Yeah.
Oh, headphones.
I'm out of it today. Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, y'all. This is Micah. I'm a huge fan and listener of the podcast. I saw Taylor when she was on tour with Conan. I have a mug from Delaney. I'm thinking about getting some more for my mom's wedding as a present.
Love it.
And Kelsey, I listened to your album and have watched you beat the other two in foosball.
Okay. That's so sweet.
So I'm a 21-year-old college student who lives in San Marcos, Texas. I'm a full-time student, but a part-time comic. And I'm just usually really stressed out with everything. My time management is really bad, partly because of I'm always busy with schoolwork and trying to squeeze other stuff into my time. I kind of have friends in the classes I'm in with school, but I don't really see them anywhere outside of school, and it's not really for lack of trying. It's just more their preference, I guess. And I'm in the Facebook group, and I scroll through that from time to time, and I can be kind of socially awkward at times, so I know that's a thing. But that kind of, both that and the time management and school and whatnot kind of plays into just me having overall anxiety, because I kind of just have that about everything, with everything I just kind of mentioned, and also trying to have, you know, live up to people's expectations and whatnot. And, you know, whether or not I should kind of commit to the whole comedy thing, because I'm actually not that bad at it. I've been told I'm funny, and it's just kind of, you know, whether or not I should, how much I should commit to that, if at all. And so I was just hoping to hear y'all's thoughts about it. I know that I'm just kind of a basket case with my own personal problems, but I just want to thank y'all for everything you do with your careers, the podcast, and allowing me to call in. And I would like to give a shout out to Lauren for recommending I write all this down so I don't get nervous and anything like I did last time. And congrats to Taylor on your engagement.
Aww.
Very happy to see that. And just thank you all very much and have a nice day.
Thank you, Micah. Thanks, Micah. I just love him so much.
I know. So sweet.
I feel all this so hard.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds very overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The school, and should I do this and should I do that? And he kind of mentioned trying to live up to other people's expectations, which can get really muddy when you don't exactly know if it's something that you truly want or something that you think you should do for other people. So I think it's really getting down to, like, what do you want to do?
Right.
Like, what sounds fun to you?
Right.
Is comedy fun, or does it feel like a job or work right now? Because the nice thing about stand-up is that it will always be there for you. So if you need to stop performing right now so you can finish school with a little bit less stress, you can still continue to, like, write jokes and stuff in your free time, but maybe you're not going to open mics and shows and stuff as much. And that's okay, because you can always go back to that.
Right. You're 21. You're so young.
Yeah.
So much time.
And I wonder if... I mean, I'm sure you've probably looked into this. I just wonder if, like, summer school is an option. I know for me, that's how I was able to graduate in 4 years, because I transferred after my freshman year. Mm. And I did summer school, or summer semester, whatever it's called. Then I was able to graduate in 4 years. So I don't know if you're, like, looking to find a way to get through college faster. But, you know, that might be something to look into if you haven't already. And I don't know what, like, kind of therapy options they offer through your school, or maybe just, like, locally. But, gosh, I mean... that always helps me so much, especially when I'm feeling really overwhelmed, which is honestly, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Overwhelmed and anxious. Just having a therapist and somebody to kind of, like, the things you just talked with us on the phone, but having somebody like that to go to every week and just talk things out, and you've got a sounding board and somebody that can help you right there in person, is just so helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it comes, I think you mentioned time management's a big problem. There's so many different techniques on how to, like, manage your time, whether it's, like, block scheduling for yourself or finding an accountability partner. I know that even some people in our Facebook group are each other's accountability partners with projects and stuff like that. So if you need somebody that's going to be sending you an email once a week and be like, hey, did you get this homework assignment done or what? Or if you're able to be your own accountability partner, this is stuff that I will do, where I'm like, I won't go off and do that fun thing until I've finished my project. Not to the point where I'm like punishing myself, but it's like,
right,
look, from 10 to noon, this is for this. And then I'm going to be rewarding myself by that lunch date with my friend or whatever.
Right.
So I don't know if there's a way that you can kind of trick yourself into getting the things done that are a priority. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that you can kind of research, like what will help you. Recommend the Gretchen Rubin book, The Four Tendencies, to figure out how you can basically work with your tendency to, trick yourself into doing shit.
Yeah.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it sounds like you're talking about whether you don't know whether or not to really go for comedy, which I don't know exactly what you mean by that. Everyone has different definitions of that. I don't know when you say, like, I don't know if I should just go for comedy or how much I should. I don't know if you're thinking about like dropping out to pursue it or if you're thinking about moving or whatever else. I mean, to me, when someone says like really go, I don't know if I should really go for it. My mind goes to like dropping out of school, moving to LA or New York, like right. or moving to like Denver or Chicago, like right. somewhere that you can like grow and get right. really good. I tend more towards, I did drop out of college with 1 year left to do comedy, but it was because I was at the point where I had so much road work that I couldn't go to school anymore. And I tend to usually tell people, like, you know, especially if you're not already in a big comedy city, I don't know how close San Marcos, Texas is to like Dallas or something. I think Dallas has a pretty good scene.
Yeah.
But if you are not willing to move or, you know, again, not like working as a comic yet, if you're not like getting paid yet, I definitely don't recommend dropping out of school,
right.
just personally. I mean, but there are all those stories where people drop out, people right. really go for it. So you're really the only one who knows what's best for you. But the advice I always tend to go for, which I think I heard Kyle Kinane say this at one point, where he's like, don't quit your day job until you absolutely have to.
Yeah.
For comedy.
That's what I did.
That's what I did.
Yeah. I think that's usually the smartest way to go. And it's, again, it sounds like you're so overwhelmed with like school and work and all those other things. Like, I mean, being in college is just so much. Like, it's so much work mm-hmm. to support yourself and be studying all the time and all that. So I wouldn't want you to like see stand up as this like way out of all of that.
Ooh, yeah.
And then you get there and you're like, oh shit, this is really hard too.
Yeah.
Just in a different way.
Yeah. I always feel like you, with stand up, you should be at a point where like you are in demand enough mm-hmm. that like both as a performer, like the level you're at and financially, that like that's when it makes sense, because otherwise it's just like this job is such a gamble. Like even when you start to do it full time, it's still a gamble for a long time. Like it's tough.
Yeah. And what happens if you quit and jump into something and that the money is not coming in, it puts so much pressure on this creative endeavor that you used to really love. And now there's pressure to make money from it.
Yeah.
And then you do not grow because you're just trying to figure out how to make money with that thing.
Yes. Right.
So it's like you, in order for you to express the creativity that way, you need to get your finances somewhere else right now.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, that's the same thing what I did with my day job in Dick's by Delaney. Like I basically waited until the orders were too overwhelming.
Right.
And I had to leave. I had no choice.
Right.
And I was making more money doing Dick's by Delaney than I was at my day job. So it made financial
right.
sense too.
Right.
But it sounds like, and I don't know, but it sounds like the priority might be finishing school and making friends. That's what it mm-hmm. seems like. I don't know. But unless you absolutely fucking hate school and you don't want to do it anymore, I mean, I'm not telling you to drop out of college, but if you really don't like it, there are other ways. And everybody has a different opinion about this, but everything I do now to make money, I did not need a degree for. I loved my college experience.
Same.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about myself. I don't remember half the shit I learned in my classes, but like, it was a good experience. But if you're just like, no, I really want to do this other thing, and I'd rather just like wait table somewhere and do stand up and try, that's okay too.
Right.
You know, so I think you have to figure out what you actually like doing, what you're doing, because you think that you should, because sometimes it's hard to figure out what it is.
Right.
When you have so many other voices in your head that aren't yours.
But like, in order to do stand up full time, which again, it sounds like you have a lot going on, so maybe you don't even know if that's what you want to do yet. Maybe, right. I don't know how long you've been doing. Did he say how long he's been doing stand-up? So. Because if you've only been doing it for like a year, you might just be so high on it and like think it's the best thing ever. But, you know, Delaney did it for 6 years and was really good at it. And then she was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to live this way. And I've known a lot of people who, like, they do it for years and then they get on the road or something. And they're like, this is not how I want my life to look. I mean, right. Kelsey and I have had moments of that where we're like, we can't be gone this much.
Right.
So there's so much to it in order to make a living at it. And, you know, it's true. You don't know until you try. So if you feel like, this is the thing I have to do. I was put on this earth to do. I need to do it. Then Delaney's right. Like, go for it. Like, get a job and support yourself and do stand up at night and be ready to suffer for it because that's how it is at first and continues throughout
continues
in a way.
To be. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And when it comes to making friends, I think maybe you go ahead and try something new that you haven't tried yet or something. Like if there's something that you've always wanted to do, but you haven't done it yet, whether it's taking a certain class or I don't know, just anything. Cause it sounds like everything feels like work right now. Yeah. And the only way to kind of switch that up is to start playing a little bit. And you might just need to be like, you know what, that cooking class that I've always saw on Groupon, I'm finally going to buy it. I'm finally going to go. Just like something that feels fun.
Great idea.
But keep us updated, Micah. Thank you. And then if you also want to call into the show, this is a Patreon reward for our patrons. So patreon.com/selfhelpless if you would like the chance to also get some live advice from us.
Yeah.
And then this comes out on Monday.
I believe so. The 27th.
Right.
Yeah.
This weekend, I am at the Irvine Improv, May 30th through June 1st. Kane will be featuring for me.
Yay!
So
that's awesome.
What's up?
Yay.
And then I will be headlining Crackers in Indianapolis the 6th through the 8th of June, as well as West Nyack, Levity Live at West Nyack at the end of the month. So go to ttomcomedy.com. For tour dates and tickets, and Taylor Tomlinson on all social media as always.
Awesome. I will be at the Link. It's the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club in Vegas. It just opened up, I think, maybe like within the last month.
Oh,
I'll be there this weekend with John Heffron, and then I'll be headlining the Washington Performing Arts Center in Olympia on June 7th, and then I'm going to be performing in the Great American Comedy Fest. Which is June 14th and 15th in Norfolk, Nebraska, which is Johnny Carson's hometown. So go to KelseyCook.com for tour dates and, Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, Kelsey Cook on Twitter.
Nice. Oh.
June 14th and 15th, I'm in Burbank at Flappers headlining.
Oh,
so,
hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Kane's on those shows too. So if you're in LA, that's when I'm there.
Awesome.
And then, reach out to me if you want to do some creative consulting. So if you're somebody who has a hobby that you'd like to turn into a business or you want to figure out what the fuck your hobby should be and have some fun with that, let me know. You can email me, DelaneyFisher@gmail.com, and I'm happy to send you all the info.
Yeah. And also, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast already on iTunes, please do that and take a second to give us a 5-star rating and review. We are so close to cracking that top 100. We're pretty much consistently always on like the top charts, the top 200, but we're very close every week to cracking the top 100. And the way we do that is by getting new ratings and reviews and new subscribers. So please, it's seriously, if you got your phone right in front of you right now, if you're by your computer, all you have to do is just click. It's one click on that 5th star and it adds to our ratings. So yeah, we really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. We love you.
Love you. Talk to you next week.
Bye. You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for supporting Self Helpless. You can follow us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook at Self Helpless Podcast. And you can visit selfhelplesspodcast.com for all things Self Helpless. Learn about Patreon and how to sign up. Our merch is there. Information about our Facebook group and how to join. All the episodes you can listen to are on there, a little bit about the show, our individual sites are linked there, and our contact information, email, and P.O. box if you want to send us some love letters. And you can follow us individually as well. I am at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and DelaneyFisher.com, where you can watch my docu-comedy special, Love at First Cousin, for free. And then DicksByDelaney.com if you want to buy some dick mugs.
Sweet. I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, kelseycook.com for all tour dates and merch. And my album, Savor It, is still available to buy on iTunes. And you can watch Wrists of Fury, my foosball web series that has an episode of Taylor and Delaney on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel.
And I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram, and ttomcomedy.com for my Netflix special and all live tour dates.
Sweet. We love you guys
so much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.